In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison responds after Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister steps down, calls for a national cohesion strategy to combat racism, and in cricket, Australian bowlers blocked from using head, face or neck sweat to shine balls. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has paid tribute to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe after Mr. Abe announced his resignation due to health issues. In a statement, Mr. Morrison has called his Japanese counterpart Australia's true friend and thanked him for his commitment to relations between the two nations. There is no consensus yet on who will succeed Mr. Abe, but some candidates have already emerged, among them Finance Minister Taro Aso, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, and former Defence Minister Shigeru Ishiba. Mr. Abe says he is confident a capable successor will be formally elected in Parliament.
All of the candidates named as possible successors are promising. I have worked with them in the Cabinet or in the Liberal Democratic Party. I think all of them will compete with their policies, and I expect a prominent leader will be chosen.
The main group representing Multicultural Australia, FECA, has called for a national social cohesion strategy to combat racism. It comes after the government announced changes to its English language tuition program for migrants. The $1 billion Adult Migrant English Program will have a 5-year time limit removed and a cap on 510 hours of tuition scrapped. Online learning options will also be introduced. The chief executive of FECA, Muhammad Al-Kafaji, says he welcomes the changes, but would like to see a broader national social cohesion strategy.
An important part of this strategy or part of this plan needs to ensure that we have an effective national anti-racism, or if you'd like to call it a national social cohesion strategy, to ensure that the community is behind all the efforts and make sure that you get buy-in from the community.
A migrant business entrepreneur says a shift in cultural attitudes and hiring practices is needed to tackle the gender pay gap. New data from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency shows women working in Australia are earning much less than men, anywhere between $131 and $454 a week on average, depending on which state or territory they live in. The national gap is 14%, or $253. Rinku Razdan is the founder of a digital platform assisting new migrants in their settlement process, Connections Australia. She says too many migrants are not being utilised to their full potential.
To do a placement based upon how a person appears or how a person presents them or how a person interacts with you, I think that perception can be changed. I think it should be skill-based working. If you're good at something, you just hire them. And there are various jobs in the market where you don't need to be interacting with the client. Technology is a good example of that.
The Peak Advocacy Group for People with Disability from Culturally Diverse Backgrounds has cautiously welcomed reforms to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The new measures include refreshed service standards, the introduction of timeframes for decision making, and from next year, a new independent assessment process to reduce the number of individual reports a person needs to access various therapist services. Dwayne Cranfield from the National Ethnic Disability Alliance says issues remain with access to services, particularly for members of culturally diverse communities who have disabilities. A gathering limit of 10 people will apply to the Gold Coast from 8 a.m. today, after the region acquired its first two community cases of COVID-19. The rule has already been imposed in Brisbane, Ipswich and Logan, as Queensland battles an outbreak at a youth detention centre. Personal protective equipment requirements for hospitals, aged care facilities and disability service providers will also be extended to the Gold Coast. It comes a day after Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced the cancellation of Schoolies Week, citing the high risk of spreading the virus. In sport, Australian bowlers will be banned from shining cricket balls using fluids such as upper body sweat when competing against England in the limited over series. The biosecurity laws prohibit the use of sweat and saliva because of COVID-19 health reasons. Under International Cricket Council rules, England will still be able to use sweat from any part of the body, including the head. Australia's policy states the use of sweat should be limited. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 25. Melbourne, also sunny, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, sunny and 17. Wollongong, much the same, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, sunny as well, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 33. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.